pointed out that we should follow the Mat Ephraim over Rav Yaakov Memnon. So Taka, we came to Shul, so in the Sisor, you say the Shachianu first, and then the Mizmor Shel Yom HaShabbos. So that was the shiur, right, we discussed last. So I didn't remember from last. And I assume most Machzorim are like that. I doubt in Avos Chesed. But it was in the Machzor, it was like that.
I was in shul last night. They announced we can't see the moon.
I saw the moon
when
very
I left
nice
shul. I saw the moon, but there was no one there anymore. So is it proper to say? Is it better to say the Yechidus Motzei Yom Kippur than to say it a couple people?
Well, you can say Yechidus as long as, but you shouldn't make sure you say it tonight, or you shouldn't miss it.
I said it last night.
I said it last night.
Yechidus, because by the time I got, which just wasn't visible when they left shul.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, so for the Shalom Aleichem, they try to get a little
Robam,
bit.
Is it Robam by you?
Oh.
15th or 16th? Probably end of this week. Maybe not even, I don't even know if you could say it Saturday night. I don't know if
you should get these people to go. Hershley, that's the Rav's brother-in-law. Okay, how are you doing? Okay, good start. We'll come. You can come to the shiur. No? Okay. Okay. Well, it's time to go. Okay. What I'd like to tonight do some inyanei sukkah, and inyanei sukkah is vast, and inyanei davar minhag is vast. So we'll take an interesting nakuda, not necessarily the most famous nakuda, but it'll give you a new havana in sukkahs that you probably haven't heard in the past. Okay. The Torah tells us basukos teishu shivas yamim kol ezrach b'Yisrael yeshu basukos. Man yedu darosechem ki basukos hoshavtis b'nei Yisrael b'tzios ha-meretz b'tzayim ani Hashem okay. Good. So we know there's a famous Gemara in Sukkah and Yud Aleph on the Beis, page 2. Where the Gemara quotes the two opinions. Whether Sukkos were another cover or Sukkos mamash. Right, with the Anani HaKavod, that was the miraculous Anonim, or Sukkos Mamsh. So then, you know, the kasha that people ask, or the kormia that many people have asked is, you know, so what's the Indian of Sukkos Mamsh? You know, Sukkos Mamsh, so why do I have to celebrate? I can make Sukkos Mamsh. You know, why? What's such a... So that's the Kiddush, that somehow miraculously they got the wood and the...
Lavinus is interesting.
Maybe. Okay, we'll see. So these are the two... So if you take a look on page 4. Maradik of Vort, here. The Sefer Rokeach. This is a Rishon. Lezer Migermaisa. Zog the Sefer Rokeach, Amor Adiga Zog. Vasukas Teishu Shivas Yomim. Leman Yeidu Derosechem Ki Vasukas Hashafti Es Bnei Yisrael Batsiyo Som Eretz Mitzrayim. Mirab Seiz Baal Sukas Osom Sukas Haya Omer Reb Lezer Sukas Mamash Haya. Reb Yekiva Omer Anone HaKovid Haya. Chaim Perishuki Basukas Haya. V'yesh Mefarshim. Now this is what made the Rokeach famous for this board. She tzaru al eretz ha-mori, shosichon v'oig. What was the Sukkos Mamash? Stam, the Sukkos Mamash for the whole 40 years? No, it was specifically when they had the Melchama, that Klal Yisrael v'koivesh sichon v'oig. That's the beginning of going into Eretz Yisrael. Bal krochim sheba eretz Kanaan, az Yoshua Yisrael basukos. These sukkos were the sukkos mamish. Page 4. That's what the Rokeach says. Says that wasn't just stam. It was commemoration of the sukkos, the little huts that they sat in during the Mulchama of Sichon Va'og. I'll tell you a word. There's going to be a lot of Chasam Sofers we're going to see here, but one Chasam Sofer I didn't put in, I saw over Yontif, I'll tell you over right now. That it says that in the Pashuk in Zechariah, it says that the Goyim are going to be, if they don't come up to Lochuk is Chagasukos, there's going to be a problem. So they're supposed to come. The Loyal of Goshen. So the Chasam Sofer says a Muradik is a word. He says that we know the first Rashi in Chumash that the Goyim claimed we'll list him, that they have the right to Eretz Israel and we don't. Right? So, but what happens? But the Gemara says in the Avodah Zarah that they didn't accept the Torah. So they says, okay, we didn't get a chance, so let's start over, right? So give us a mitzvah. And Hashem gives them the mitzvah, Sukkah, and it's sunny, and then they get frustrated, they kick it, they leave, v'chulei. So Sukkos is the time that now they realize that they were wrong. That they were wrong. Whereas Klal Yisrael has the right. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the right to give it. Because now they're Moedah La'emes on Sukkos. So therefore, Sukkos is the time that we could say now, it's Richtig that we can go into Eretz Yisrael. So that's how the Chasam Sofer teaches why the sukkahs of Melchemes Sichon Va'og are the commemoration, because Sichon Va'og represents the haschola of going into Eretz Yisrael, and the goyim are coming with us to celebrate, to be moida on what they originally said that we're listing. So dafka by sukkah is the time that they showed that they were wrong, that they can't accept the Torah. And now Klal Yisrael has the right, and now they're coming with us to okay. But that's a Chasam Sofer. So, but it's Melchemes Sichon Va'og, and this is brought down in the Eliyahu Rabbah, on page 5. He says, "V'arkech Kosov Shetzoru Al Eretz Sichon Va'og V'arkochim Shemeretz Kanan Az Yoshua Masukos." So this was the time that they. They sat in the sukkahs. Zeh leman yedu. Shel yachshuv me'aseinu anachnu yoshvim ba'aretz. Hel yedu sheyotzu mitzrayim v'tzor olam. So this is the Rokeach. And the Chayyadim quotes this as well. The Chayyadim. Says on page 6 and 7, he says, "Siv basukos teishu shivas yomim maman yedu derosechem ki basukos oshafti is bnei Israel b'tchilak siv basukos choser." Page 7, "Mekan basukos oshafti siv mole and l'horos shnei minei sukos sheyoshu echad sukos she'al anonei kovod echad sukos mamish." So sukos, he says, is loshen rabim to show that both are true. There was Anani HaKovod and the Sukkos Mamish, and he says the word of the Rokeach. B'shoa Shetzoru al Ayoros v'milchemes Sichon Va'og. And that's the Chayyadim. Yeah, then there's the famous tour, and we're going to see another Zog. I'm going to show you something we never saw before at the end of the Shir. I'll tell you who showed it to me. It's not my own Bekias. So I'll tell you who showed it to me. But the Torah says the famous thing, that why don't we have Sukkos in Nisan?
Why should it be in Nisan? If we're going to accept both of these as true, it shouldn't have been in Nisan or Tishrei.
Right, it should be in Elul. You're saying, was that was the Melcham of Sichon Va'og, was in Elul. That's the Medrash says. So you should know, I'll tell you an unbelievable thing. Okay, there's another unbelievable thing. There's a is the Yalkut Shemoini, says the Mordechai de Gazov, that every month in the summer, spring, summer months, was supposed to have a Yontif. Nisan is Pesach. Iyar is Pesach Sheni. Sivan is Shavuos. Then there's Tammuz Av Elul. Tammuz was supposed to be Rosh Hashanah. Av was supposed to be Yom Kippur. And, well, Elul, I'm sorry, Elul was supposed to be Nisan Iyar, Sivan is Shavuos. Then we have Tammuz Av Elul, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkos. And Tishrei, Shmini Atzeres. But since we sinned with the Egel and we lost those months, so all the Yomim Tovim of those months were all piled on to Tishrei. Well, it's a Yontif. It's a Yontif. The Yontif of Yom Teruah, the Yalkut Shemoni says, was supposed to be in Tammuz, and then...
You wouldn't be able to say a Yom HaRasolim.
Yeah. Right, so we won't say a Yom HaRasolim, so we'll leave out that... The Yontif that the Torah is supposed to, Yom Teruah, that was the original... okay. So let's take a look. You have here... A Gemara in Sukkah on Chesem Rav. Chokhov Chesem Rav on page 8. State Menani, meaning Tan Rabban, Ezrach, Ze Ezrach, Ha Ezrach, Lahotzi Es Hanoshim. That women are excluded from the mitzvah of Sukkah. Ha Ezrach, Lahotzi Es Hanoshim. Rashi, look in Rashi. Ksiv ha'ezrach miyuman shebezrachim. Losi es anoshim. You can't say that too loud here. Meaning, the choicest of the citizens. Miyuman sheb... So that's the men. Okay? So that's what the...
This is Lahotzi, no?
Lahotzi, that they're potter.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ezrach. So the kasha is. So this is the kasha. We have a famous. We have a famous, and then the Gemara says. But then the question is like this: we have a Gemara in the Megillah and Avdal and Amar Aleph on page 10 that says women are chayiv in what? In Megillah, Afhein hayu boso hanes. Rami Shmuel Noshim chayovus b'mikra Megillah Afhein hayu boso hanes. So Tosis has two opinions. Where the first day in Tosis it says, right, first, yeah. So he says various things. First thing he says towards the bottom, first word on the Hanes. He says, what about Pesach, Matzah the Chayit was the Chayit v'chomet. But why don't you say Matzah, they should be Chayit because of Afhein Hayubos or Hanes? Yeshloimer, the Mishum Haytaim of Machayiv El Midrabon. That Afhein Hayubos or Hanes is only Machayiv Midrabon. And we want to Machayiv the Midaraisa, so you need a Hekesh to the Chomet. But then he says, "Have Yosef Yerushalayim tiritz asalkadach the mifter migzeir shovet the test was test of the chakas sukkos." In other words, you might think to patter them, kamash malon.
Right,
the mifter migzeir shovet test was that's what the. Right, but we know that Tezvav is a Gezer Shavah. So which Tezvav, what the Vort is. But they point out that this day in Tosis doesn't, says that the Mechayiv even Nidaraisa. And it could be other reasons. So the 2 days in Tosfos, as the Shaar HaMelech points out, whether the din of Afhein Hayuboso Anes is only Mechayiv Midrabbanan or Mechayiv Midaraisa. So he says, so he has a kasha of Shaar HaMelech on page 11. He says, Odra Isi Baravet Chaim Sheikh Shelateus Rav Yosef Yerushalayim. It's very late time in Afhein Hayuboso Anes, Mechayiv Midvar Torah. So he says, "In came my parak per sheni the sukkah per kamadis kedushin ha ezrach lamali." The Gemara asks the kasha, "Why do you need the drush of ha ezrach?" It's a business essay, shazman groma. So that's why there should be pturus. So he says, "Ma kusha ha ezrach mishum dem chayvus," but he says, "No, but because maybe that business essay shazman groma is negated by the concept of hafa inayu." Boso Hanes. Right? And that's why you need her Ezra.
That's not what the Gemara says.
One second. So he says like this. So how come we don't, according to that sheet, how come Afheinu Yuboso Hanes is not included here in the discussion of Sukkah? So he says, Rachain, paragraph of Nira, Tim Shem Hachi Lom Shani B'Gemara Hachi, Shum da kadi have a kashal and the hanichal the Reb Lezer the omer per kamid the sukkah da nani kovet hoyu. And Reb Akiva the omer sukkahs mamish hoyu ha ezrach lamali. So he says, afein hayu bos haneis would only be a svara if you hold it's the anani akovet. But if you hold the sukkahs mamish, then af hayu bos haneis wouldn't. So therefore the Gemara wanted to work out something that would fit in even to the shita of Sukkot Mamish, so that's why they didn't mention Afayin Hayubos or Nais in this Gemara. That's what he wants to say. Oh. So comes the Chasam Sofer on page 12, and he quotes this discussion. Says bottom paragraph for Lechora, the Chora of Tmun. He quotes the Shaar HaMelech and he says, "Ma bekach, yes, Sukkos mamash on only a kovid. Ben kach uben kach, hayu gam noshim ba'osu hanes. Lo motzosi poter ela al pi mash kosev rokeach. Shemuchem sichem ve'og v'shari mochomis yoshu b'sukkos. Rasol chutz l'olam b'sukkos halochomim b'yom krov. Im kein lo shaychi b'noshim d'lav b'nei kibush ninu." He says, no, he thinks the pshat is like this, that if you say like the Sefer Rokeach, that what? That Sukkos is about the milchama of Sichon Va'ol. So in Mela, the Sukkos means that the people were sitting in Sukkos during the milchama, so the women are not benos milchama, just like the Sefer Achinuch points out that they're not chayiv in Parsha Zohar, because Skiras for the Mochemus Amalek, the Nas Labanos Mokhama. So the same thing for Sukkah.
It changed the entire Kavanah of Sukkahs. The entire concept of Sukkahs. In order to be Yitzhak, the Mekai in the Mitzvah of Sukkah, you have to have Kavanah to be Zechel to remember the Mochama rather than the actual Sukkah.
Right, well, I mean, this is the point. Sukkah that they were in during the Mochama. But it's connected with the Muhammad.
Remind you about the Muhammad. So
right.
The true Kavanah.
Yeah. If you're
presumably nobody does.
Right.
They never heard.
Right. Never heard. I told you I'm going to tell you something that you didn't hear before. So okay. So now you'll have Kavanah also for the Muhammad Sikhavo.
It's one of those things where your mom is perverting the entire concept of Sukkos and every Kavanah that every year.
No. It means only if you hold like the Bach holds that you know. The famous Bach, that since the Torah says Leman Yehidu Dor Sechem, you have to have that Kavanah. But we're simple Jews. We just hold the Kavanah of the Mitzvah. We don't know all the every Inyan in the Mitzvah. If we don't.
According to this, that is the Kavanah of the Mitzvah.
Right. But the Pashas is, if you hold like the Bach, then you're supposed to have a more specific Kavanah. Like Rav Shapta pointed out, the Bach points out that the Torah gives you the reason. But it's enough that we know there's a mitzvah of sukkah. Do we know exactly what it is? No. So even if we, you know, even if you got it wrong with the kavana level, but that's what the chasam sofer is very into this rokeach. See, this rokeach. I told you that's the other chasam sofer. I told you that this is the yontif where the goyim can finally be moida on arsh. You know, it's a very big Zionist who play up sukkahs. Maybe that's why you see more people going to Eretz Yisrael for Sukkot than for Pesach, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So even though they don't know the reason,
that's the right place to go.
Right. They might not know the reason, but well. Okay. So now let me show you another thing, another interesting point. On page 14. There's a fascinating machlokas here. Also, not from the machlokas we're so familiar with. But it's a fascinating machlokas. The machlokas is whether you have to use the dalad meaning for the schach. You can't use an esrog, because an esrog is makabal tumah. Right? But the branches, the lulav, maybe in other words, you have to use lulavim. For your schach.
Based on what?
So let's see. Titania. Basukos teishu sukkah shall call dover. Dear Rebbe Meir. Rebbe Yehuda Oimer. Ein sukkah no heges ele bedalad minim shebelulov. How's what's the makor? If I didn't know him. Ma lulov she ein no heg umelos ki biyamim. Whereas lulov is only in the daytime. So it's limited. And yet, it's only noheg, eino noheg el bedal minim, sukkah she noheg, belaylos v'yomim, eino din shelotei el bedal minim. So there was, so mal lulav is eino noheg belaylos v'yomim, yet it's only noheg bedal minim, sukkah, that's noheg belaylos v'yomim, certainly should be noheg, so the Gemara says, "I'm a local din shatad don tchilos of lahachmir b'sof lahakil ainu din," because there's on one hand it's a chumrah. In other words, we say like this: that lulav is more kal because you don't have a chiv at night, but still has the chumrah of daud minim. So sukkah, that's more chomer, certainly should be have, because you have the chiv at night too, certainly should have the chumrah of dal minim. So the Gemara says, who says that's a chumrah? Maybe it's a kula, because if you don't have dal minim, then you potter from the sukkah, because you won't have the material.
What's the connection between the two? The pasuk doesn't connect the two things. Why not make the sukkah of tzitzis?
Oh, because the answer is that there's a pasuk in Nechemya. A pasuk in Nechemya. Let's see. So he says, but he says it's a kula because look on page 15. Lo matza abba minim ye yoshev v'botel. Because since you make me have it from dalad minim, since you make me have it at the last packet, see. Page 15, Chaim. Since you make me have it from Dalad Minim, so you machmer me, so that means that if I can't find Dalad Minim, I'm potter from the sukkah. So then maybe that's not a good Kal V'chomer, because the whole point of Kal V'chomer is to make it more chomer on this, but then I get a kula out of it. So that's what the Gemara says. That kol, what's the lashon? Kol din shatadon tchilos ulahachmer b'sof ulahakel ainu din. Because lo motzo arba minim yeh yoshev v'votav v'tomra mesukas teishu shiva shel mesukas shel kol dover. Tchein ba'az omertzu ha'har v'vi olay alay zayz alay eitz shemen alay hadas v'alay tmarim alay eitz avos v'asu sukas. So Yehuda sover hani l'defanos alay hadas v'alay tmarim alay los l'schach. That's how he touches. That some of the things that were brought were for the defanos, but the dalaminim, that was for the schach. That was for the schach. So comes out an unbelievable thing that frustrates us. We know that we don't paskin like the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. We paskin like Rabbi Meir. But what's this notion of dalaminim?
Washington Esro, what's the story of this not having a Dover Makabel Toma? If the whole source behind...
Oh, so 1 second. So we're taking like this. Rabbi Yehuda says, listen to this unbelievable thing, Isaac and Robert, Shlita. They say, Rabbi Yehuda's Shita is that when you make a sukkah, the schach has to be from the Dalet meaning. In other words, you have lulavim. You can't just use bamboos or something like that. You have to have lulavim. Rabbi Meir said, we don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. We paskin like Rabbi Meir. But Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it has to be midal minim. And I'm going to show you soon that was the minig of the Chasam Sofer. The Chasam Sofer, here, take a quick look on page 20.
That's a hiddur to do, though, right?
Sukhasu haysam sukhachas ba'anfei dekel. That's a lulav.
In Israel, not to use, it's not a lulav, they use the open, you know, after it opens up.
Yeah, but it's that same...
There's a difference in the amount you need to cover, it's okay.
Chasam Sofer, his sukkah, lulav, I mean, after how much I spent today on the lulavim, I don't know if he can make it, but, you know, lulavim...
You get the pasul ones.
Yeah, the pasul ones. Because even though we don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, but he thinks there's an inyan. Now let's see where that comes.
As Aspacha v'garnacha work, if we learn out Makabel Tumah from Aspacha v'garnacha, that's clearly not coming from the Dalet Minim.
Oh, it's the psolus.
Psolus from what? The only things the option, the only thing that has fruit of this is would be the
well, maybe he doesn't have the drush. Okay, we'll see.
He doesn't have the drush. Now, that's
yeah, so one second. So now we have a famous Medrash. Medrash Rabbah on page 16. That says, what's the idea of the Dalet Minim? Yeah, look on the... You see where it says, Dovrache, go 4 lines down. Amar Avin. Mashal Shnaim Shenichnusu Eitzel Adayim. Right, 2 people went to judgment. V'leis An Yodin Man Hu Notzuach. And we don't know who won the judgment. Amanda Nosev Boyan Bidei, there was the guy who's walking out of the court case, you know, waving his flag, Anan Yadin Dehu Noschoya. We know that he won. So we're waving that's a symbolism that we won the din. Kach Yisrael Umos Olam Boyim Makachukim Vayakot Shabaruch Bar Shashana. Yisrael and Umos Olam, there's, you know, conflict on Rosh Hashanah. Leis Anan Yadin Man Notzach. Israel Yotzim Lufanei Kadosh Baruch Hu Loyem Yisrael Gabi Yadayim Anu Yodim the Israel Inun Duschaya Vichach Moshe Mazir the Israel VaOmer Lahem Lokach La Mochem Yom Rishon Priest Erdok Bos Tovar Tzmachum Fei Hashem Okay.
I guess it should be after Rosh Hashanah.
Right, but Yom Kippur is the So now let's see. Another Chasam Sofer. In the Drushas. There's so much in the Drushas Chasam Sofer. Between the Drushas Chasam Sofer and the true Chasam Sofer, you could spend your whole life learning the Torahs of the Chasam Sofer. Look on page 17. Pasuk Nechemya. V'yom Hashem Nesavu B'haskil Ya. Amru Chazal. Beis Tarnum Mitzvah Sukkah. Echad Zecher L'Anoni HaKovet. Right? What is Zecher L'Anoni HaKovet? Ve'echad sukkah mamish. Ekoso bel yarabo beishul chasukah b'shem erakeach. Dahinuk she'osu milchama im sichon ve'og. Yoshu v'sukkah sekedach anshei milchama. V'zeh l'man yedu derosechem ki b'milchama hashim Hashem. See how he teaches? Ki b'sukkah hashivam is ki b'milchama hashim Hashem. It's all about the milchama, like you said. Hinei l'zeh atam yutztok. So he says, according to this, and this is what we saw in the tshuva, why women are potter from sukkah? Because we said mitzvah seseh shazman grom is not good enough. Because you could say afhein hayubo sohanes, they were. But he says because the idea, the rokeach says that we sit in the sukkahs. The sukkahs represented the sukkahs that they had when they were conquering Sichon Va'og. That was the first conquering of going into Eretz Yisrael. And that they had the little huts, you know, to protect, you know, as, you know, like in a war, you have little, whatever, huts that the people go in. And I said before, those that came late, I said before, that's why the Goyim, the Pasuk in Zechariah, says that the Goyim come to celebrate Sukkot with us. Because now they're finally moideh, that we're not ganovim. Because the first Rashi Chumash says, you know, we're ganovim. No, they're finally moideh, as they're coming to celebrate us. Because Sukkot represents the yontif of going into Eretz Yisrael. If the Zionists would know this rokeach, they would play it up more, but they don't.
They can't, some of us have a yardin.
Yeah. But he says that's why women are putter from sukkah, because they're not benos milchama, and these sukkahs were in the milchama. Yitzchak Nami, he says, she'osim dafka b'chodesh hashvi, shu'achar Yom Kippur. He says, why do we do it in this month? Because we do it after Yom Kippur, because, in other words, like the Medrash says, you take the concept of Dalet Min is we won the war, we won the Milchama. So whenever you, so we have a Milchama with the Umos HaOlam every year and with the Satan every year. So therefore, in other words, the big question is why are we doing at this time of year? Right, sukkahs. What does sukkahs have to do with this time of year? So the Torah says because the weather is getting a little cold, so we can show we're doing the Shem Shemaim, etc. He says no, because this is the time of year of Yom Kippur, and Yom Kippur is the time, or Shani Yom Kippur, where us and the Umos HaOlam are at odds, and the Medrash says who's going to win. So it shows the winning of the war. So once the winning of the war with the Satan, we throw in all the victories that we have, and that's the victory of Sichon Va'og. So when we're taking the Lulav of Esau, maybe that's an Indian to get the Lulav of Esau from Eretz Yisrael. You know.
Jordan.
The Esau of Eretz Yisrael. Chanan Sarang Zechel Mechemes Amosevim and Sivim Musa Olam. Oh. And then he says, so that's how he explains two things. Why women don't have to sit in the sukkah because they're not benos milchama. And that's why it's after Yom Kippur, because it's after the victory, we throw in all the victories together. And then he says another thing. He says it's an inyan, and this was his practice, that you should use dafka dalad minim, not the esrog, because that's mekabel tumah, but the Hadassim, the Aravas, the Namakabal Tumah, for Yischach. Why? Avogav Dein Halach Rabbi Yehuda, even though we don't have Sheyeh Yoshev Bodom, we call Mitzvah Lach Zorachareim, but it's still a Mitzvah Men Amuvchar to be Choshish for that Shita. Why? Kidei Latsarev Zecher HaMilchamas Eileha. Because this way, when you're sitting in the Sukkah, which is the Sukkah Melchemes Sichon Va'og, you also are reminded that we won the Melchama, and that's what the Dalet Minim represent, because Dalet Minim represent the... there's an Indian to put it all together. And then he says, but B'yesh Bakula liftor dor shal Yeshua v'gam shal Ezra, shu eimat mutrud melchama, heim otzorich laso zecho Melchemes Yishonos. He says this is a chiddush. That's how he wants to explain the pasuk that they didn't do sukkahs all the years till the time of you know, and by Nehemiah, Ezra, because when they came back, because whenever you're tarred b'mechama, so then you don't have to have a zecher for the old mechamas because you're involved in a new mechama. Okay. But that's his work. And the Chassam Sofer was very into this. And that's why the Minhagei Chassam Sofer on page 20, he said that Sukhoso Haisa Musuchechas Ba'an Feidekel. He says, okay, we don't, but in other words, what he's saying is really everyone agrees to this idea. And the only reason why we don't do it is because the Mekor is a Kal V'Chomer, and then it's going to come out a Kula. Because if then you don't have Dal Minim, then you punt it from the Sukkah. Because your Sukkah has to be from Dal Minim. So that couldn't be but in principle, it's a good idea. It's just, because of that Nakuda, that's why we don't make it a Chiv. But that doesn't take away the Etzem Ha'inyan. So that's what the Chassam Sofer says. It's not like he wouldn't make a Sukkah if he didn't have the Dal Minim. But the Iker Kavanas HaTorah, he wants to say Ulkuli Alma, is to make your Sukkah with Dal Minim. At least
I was a kid, I was drafted to help at LTE put together the sukkah.
Yeah.
And the reason he needed help was because his chach was all his older brother for many years.
Yeah.
So I asked him, it's, you know, much more time consuming. And why did it? It's Hoyle Bezavi Ben Mitzvah Chad. He used that svara, the same svara that he used. Hoyle Bezavi Ben Mitzvah
Chad. It's Chavah Mitzvah Chrisa.
Yeah.
Right. But that's a different word. That's just saying, because you do it in. But he's saying.
It's nice other people had the bidding too.
But he's saying a different word. He's saying because the lulav represents. In other words, lulav is the flag of victory. That's what the lulav is. You're waving your flag of victory. Victory of what? Victory of the Milchemes Sichem V'Og. What are the sukkahs about? Those were the sukkahs they sat in when they were being kovish. And Sichem V'Og is the svarim right. That's the shahr of Eretz Yisrael. That's the gateway into Eretz Yisrael. You know. Because Yom Kippur represents also that we're having a Milchama with the Satan, you know, and we won over the Satan. So therefore, we shake our lulav to show we won over the Satan. So now all the other victories we're putting together. We're waving our flags, the flag of victory. Okay. Then there's a famous Gra. I put it in because how can you not look at this famous Gra? So this, as you pointed out, this gives us a whole new perspective to Sukkot. I'm not saying this is to tell you the old perspective. I didn't need to have a shir to tell you the old perspective. I'll tell you a new perspective. But the Chassam Sofer plays this up in the tshuvas and the drashas, and the Satmar Rebbe also was very into this rokeach.
Of course, that has to be part of your kavanah.
Well, you want to. Yeah. Okay. So that's. I'm not saying that no one else that didn't hear of this. It's not Yotzei the Mitzvah because it's with Hashem. It's good enough.
That'll teach him not to come this year.
Then he said. So the Vilna Gaon has this famous gort. That's also famous, so that's why I don't have to do it. But since it's a Vilna Gaon, we have to do it. Vilna Gaon's yard side is Chol Hamoed Sukkos also. Uvzei Yiturats Mashi Hikshu Lama Anachlo Osim Sukkos B'Tishrei. This Vilna Gaon is in Shir Hashirim. He says, Lama Anachlo Osim Sukkos B'Tishrei. Kevichu Neged Hekef Anonei Akogah Hayoroi Lasos B'Nissan. Ki B'Nissan Aya Tchilas Hekef Anonim. He says, when Klal Yisrael did the Egel, Nistalku ha'anonim. V'az l'chazru ashi ischilu l'asos ha'mishkan. They came back when we started building the Mishkan. In other words, we lost.
On that part.
1 second. When Moshe yirad b'yom ha'kippurim, he went down from the mountain on Yom Kippur. Machos yom ha'kippurim, he gathered the people, v'yakta Moshe, v'tziva m'lechas ha'mishkan, and the people brought the nedovas Yud Beis and Yud Gimel. Hey Beis, Yud Gimel, Tishrei. Yud Dal Tishrei, they got all the all the gifts together. Uvetezval is chilu lasos v'az chazru anoni akover. Uvekach anu osim sukkos v'tezval tishrei. That's the Vilna Gaon. There's a lot to say about this Vilna Gaon, because it shows the idea that some point out is that, you see, Yom Kippur was slicha v'kapara. There's a word from the Mabit in the Beis Elokim, very fundamental thing. He says somebody can come over to you and ask you mechila, and you say I'm moichel you. But on the other hand, I don't want to have anything to do with you in the future, but I'll moichel you. Then Mabit says there's another madrek. It's called ritzoy. Ritzoy means that the relationship is going to be restored to the way it was initially. He says, until Sukkos, it wasn't restored, because they lost the anonym. Sukkos, they got the anonym back. That shows that it's not just mechila, salachti kidvarecha, of Yom Kippur, but now the relationship is restored. And that's why that's why the Gemara says on page 23 that Sukkah is compared to a korban. Minayin La'atze Sukkah, page 23. Sha'asurim kol Shiva. Talmud lo mechakach Sukkah Shiva Siyomim Vashem. Shem shechal shem shamayim ala chagiga, kachal shem shamayim ala Sukkah. So what's it compared to a korban? So I thought the pshat is based on the Vilna Gaon. There's a Gaon that says, by korban, what does it say? V'nirtza lo lecha peralov. Korban's not shal kapara, it's ritzui. It's now we can restore our relationship. It's not just, okay, you know, I'll forgive you, but the relationship is still, not so good. So that's what Sukkah is all about. That's why it can be compared to a korban. Oh. So let me do the end, and we'll get back to page 22. Because the Sukkah itself, the schach, is an issa d'oraisa to use the schach. Say you're in the middle of Sukkah, you want to use the schach for something. So you can't. Chal Shem Shemayim. And this is the right. There's a question whether it's din in the Schach, also din in the Fanos. There's another interesting shuva in the Chasam Sofer, page 24. He says, Maise b'misha hayolo esrog miyutar. He had an extra esrog. So what did he do? He put it on his sukkah as noy sukkah. Okay? He hung it down like people hang different things. A real esrog, but lo besukkos lenoi. V'hakach biyontev ba echad ve'anshi hakfar shalom motza esrog lignos. So somebody in the middle of sukkos didn't have an esrog. V'karav levadeh shebechol amoyed yitzbatel hu v'anshi beisum mitzvahs lulav. Yevshar lo v'ol hakihila ki benekizu shonu kayo muzman hakizu yevshar lo for mashaz yitzbatel m'lachtam. It was work season. They weren't being able to come. So the question is, could they take off the esrog from the sukkah and give it to this guy?
The havamina not. No sukkah are muktzis midravonim, no?
Okay.
So
let's
say the raisa versus the raisa.
No, but he wanted it for the duration. So he's here today. It's not a problem. He can use somebody else's. The word is that he can't stay in this kfar for the whole yontif. He has to go back to his work.
So take it with him.
Yeah, so that's only the Rabbanan.
So he said,
He says that he thinks it's mutter because mitzvahs lav lehenos nidnu. So, in other words, it's usher to use, but doing a mitzvah with it is mitzvahs lav lehenos nidnu. And then he says the whole idea you can't use it is a bizui. That's only if you use it with varishos. Here he's using it with var mitzvah.
Why can't you say Ohalo Gozer like you said by other rabbis?
You can make the question more interesting if you would throw this into Rabbi Yehuda and your Yerushalayim.
Yeah. But on the other hand, we see the Mishnah says in Rosh Hashanah that if you have a shofar underneath a galav avonim, it's only the rabbanim to remove the galav avonim, and you're still not allowed to remove it, even though you're going to lose out on the mitzvah.
That's the same thing. If the chashash of Shem, you know, the kachena lulav or whatever.
No, no. This is on a regular Rosh Hashanah, not on Shabbos.
Yeah.
In other words, so you see, there is a Mishnah that says that you can't even violate a Drabbanan, even though you're going to forfeit the mitzvah d'oraisa. And then there's this famous tshuva of the Oneg Yontif, where the Oneg Yontif has a discussion, if it's raining in the sukkah, so obviously we say it's pater, you're pater min ha-sukkah. He says, but he thinks, no, not only Yipater, it's also to be in the Sukkah. Because Sukkah has Kedusha, Chal Shem Shemayim. So if you're getting the mitzvah, so you can get Hanoah from the whole Sukkah. But if you're not getting the mitzvah, he says, so then it's not only Nikra Hedyot, but you violate an Avera. So he writes here, he says, in Cain, bottom of page 26, Cain, Eich muta leishev bo b'shah shapota misukah, ha'isura na me'ika. The mitani misukah, be'idna the leka mitzvah, shapota machmas b'shamim. And then he wants to say a huge chiddush. That a woman, what's the heter for a woman to be in a sukkah? Because he's assuming, like some point out, that a woman doesn't get a mitzvah. There was, oh, right. So Hilni Amalka, so he talks about Hilni Amalka. So he says that, that's the Gemara in the beginning of Sukkah. Of Hilni Amalka, he says like this, that, this is what he says. And then the Chanami, he says, Chayk Yavisham ben Hazak in the Sukkah Rach Mishvil B'no HaKotan. He says, here, look at Hilni, you want to see me here? Let's talk about Hilni for a second. Kotchim. You say your first word, one is B'Kotchim. Page 27, B'Kotchim. Nami Lokashem Yeshivas Isha B'Sukkah. The Hosam Nami Gabi Hilni Amakal Yoshua Ba Isha Miyuchu B'Mitzvah Tos. The Lord Nasser Rach B'Shvila. The Sukkah Ein Miskadesh Lohosher Ba'ano. El Yoshua Ba B'Kiyum HaMitzvah. He says, this was a woman's vibra as a Sukkah. So they didn't have any Kedusha. Was that there's a famous Rashba.
That's what the Gemara says, though, if I recall correctly.
So they had no kids. But Hafil v'hazman aleisha bal v'shem mitzvah nami lo mitzvah b'hano. Much because of Rashi v'chidush of Beitza. V'keim yishaleisha ba'ish ha'mechuyah b'sukkah hi muteres b'hano. Whereas kedusha sukkah is not li'kuva. So it's the best sukkah you can get has kedusha also. But if you can have a sukkah that doesn't have kedusha. Like the Rashi says, the Gemara says sukkah is ganvach. Goyim Noshim is kosher sukkah, but the Rashba says it doesn't have kedusha sukkah. As the Rashba shita. So he says, so the same thing over here. It was a sukkah for the woman. But in the Hanami, if you have a sukkah that men sin in, then a woman should be osur. But the only heter he says is if she's married. Look in the second line. Second arrow. In came mutes leisha mishum baila. Teshu came tadiru.
Would apply to his daughter also.
Upnuya asura.
So why? Teshu came tadiru means with your family.
Madira ish for ishto. Avsuka ish for ishto.
A single girl, should, according to that, shouldn't build a sukkah, but if she's with her family, then
no.
What would the problem be?
Because the Gemara only says teshu came tadiru. Is ish v'ishto. It says pnuya is asura. So we assume that women get schar. Well, the other way to retort this is, others I think that Pelayev points out that if you hold like the Taz, that the iser hanah from sukkah is only if you take something away from the sukkah. But if the sukkah, you don't touch the sukkah, and you're just in the sukkah, getting hanah from the sukkah, even if you got in the mitzvah, that's not the isser, that's the taz. So Rav Pelea thought, if you say like the taz, then you don't have to accept this other gyantav. But the only gyantav shita is that there's no mitzvah for a woman to do mitzvah sasesh as my grandma. And that's why, you know, the Shagasariyeh, Rav Avadi's into the Shagasariyeh, that Rav Shagasariyeh says you can't carry a shofar, a lulav, for a woman on Yantif. That's what Tzor Shalom Tzorach. Tzor Shalom Tzorach. And others disagree and say that, that it's, she gets a kiyam, and this and that. Oh. But I want to show you this.
The Rebbe Kanina says it in Gemara.
What does he say?
That all mitzvoso should be mitzvos, but it's mashma that in a mitzvoso gets schar, just not as great. But in a mitzvoso yesh schar. So how can the Yonah Gentzev say there's zero? You were saying that others disagree with the Yonah Gentzev.
Yeah, but maybe it's not in all cases. Okay.
He just said this by Sukkah.
Then there's a Sefer Toldos Noach. No one knows about the Sefer. You know Rav Lezer Katzman? Ever hear Rav Lezer Katzman? Rav Lezer Katzman is the biggest bucky in Sfarim. And Baruch Hashem, I have, of course, have a relationship with him. But he's the one of the Gedolei Hador in his knowledge in Sfarim. So he told me to look in the... One year I asked him to tell me something new on Sukkot. So he told me to look in the Sefer Toldos Noach. That's written by Rav Noach Rabinovich. Now who's Rav Noach Rabinovich? So he said to me, look in the Sefer Pinchas Slutsk. Uvinoseha. That's the history of Slutsk that different people wrote about. And Rav Paleyev wrote about Slutsk. And he wrote about the different Rabbanim in the vicinity. And Rav Noach Rabinovich was the father-in-law of Rav Baruch Ber. The Rav Baruch Ber. So I'm not going to say the whole thing over, but he says an unbelievable thing. If you can look, I got this. They had to go to the basement to get this from me. He quotes a Gemara in Yuma. There's a famous Gemara in Yuma. What does the Gemara say? That there are three different psukim as to where the mon fell. Did the mon fall right in front of your doorway? Did you have to go into the machana or even chutz l'machana? Three different psukim. So the Gemara says, kam l'tzadikim, kam l'beinonim, kam l'rishayim. So the tzadikim, they got their delivery on the door. And the beinonim had to go further in. So he says, the Gemara, Tosha says in Erevin, there's a discussion, osi rabim vatna mechitzto or lo osi rabim. If you have mechitzas, to make a reshus hayachin. But there's a thoroughfare going through the mechitzas. Mechitzas are so does that ruin the mechitzas or not? So that's a machlok. So the Tosa says, but that machlok is only by mechitzas suis bidei adam. But mechitzas bidei shamayim, as everyone agrees, that if rabbim go through, so osi rabbim vatna mechitzla. So he says the anani hakavod, those mechitzas bidei shamayim. So during the whole year, so obviously they were tzaddikim beinonim rishoyim. So the rishoyim had to go outside every day of the anani hakavod to get their mon. So there was a bekia. So memela osi rabim vatla mechitzta. Now you want to learn out the sukkah from anani hakavod, but then the anani hakavod weren't in their pristine form because. And you can't learn out the Fanas because the Fanas were bought up. But it's only Noch Yom Kippur that everyone is a tzaddik. So now everyone gets their mon on the doorstep, at least till there's enough to, we say these 4 days no one sins. Rishon Cheshbon Avonos is only on Sukkot. So the question they ask about the 4 days in between. So different terutzim. But he says, so after Yom Kippur is the time where the Anani HaKavod were pristine because there was no Bekiah. So one of my Talmidim, Moshe Tuchman, he said to me, I said, told him this word. He said to me, but when didn't they have to go outside the Anon HaKovod every day to relieve themselves? So he talks about that. So
he didn't have to.
He said, maybe that's a good word. But he says that then they only went through one, they all went, to the, like my Moshe Shapiro said to me, that they only went at the end of the Machane. So they only were Bokeya one Mechitza. Because that's apparently where he said, so maybe only one Mechitza. Okay. But
let me answer another child, totally off top, different.
Yeah.
The wall, if the wall surrounds the city, if there was Shusha Yachid, then the Machane of Yisrael should have been the Shusha Yachid.
Yeah.
Because there's a wall surrounding the entire Machane of Yisrael.
So you see from here that there was... Okay. So that's his word. That it represents the Anon HaKovod as pristine form. Only after the Sukkot, there was no, the Rishayim didn't have to go outside the Machane. Okay. So I thought that you know it would be a good day today to give you another perspective of I think there's another Chasam Sofer that you know there's a whole discussion whether in the Midbar that they have Sukkos, because if they had the Anon HaKovod and then they had the Sukkos Mamish, so then the Anon HaKovod were Takas. The Sukkot's Mamish, Silas Sukkot, Tapa Sukkot. That's why I think the Chasam Sofer says, that's why the Rokech said what he said. Because Dafka, by the Mechama, they went out of the Anonim into these Sukkot, and these Sukkot weren't underneath the Anon HaKovod. So these Sukkot you can learn from, and hence this whole Torah. But it shows to you how much, you know, the Mitzvah Sukkot is so much Torah Shabbat Peh in Sukkot, so I wanted to give you another perspective here. Not the general perspective that we have of Sukkot, but anyway, it should be as Man Simchaseinu for everybody, and we should get the Amuna, and we should be able to be Zoicha, to be in the Tzilo Dehamnusa, and that should carry over for Amuna Bashem in the whole year. Yeah.